Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There were no injuries, luckily, but a bomb that went off inside the imam's office at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday morning struck at the heart of a community's sense of peace and tolerance.
If this were roles were reversed, and it would be called a terrorist attack. And that's what it is. It's an act of terrorism, a criminal act of terrorism against the imam, who, thank the good Lord, was not present in his office, as it would appear that this person intended.
That's Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton speaking outside the Islamic Center over the weekend. It's now a crime scene for what is being called a hate crime with an active investigation underway. For more, we go now to Stephen Montemayor, a reporter for the Star Tribune in Minnesota.
Fairly soon after the explosion was first reported, at least from law enforcement on Saturday, you could start to see a pretty large outpouring of actually people physically present outside the Islamic Center. It definitely reverberated throughout both the local Somali-American community, which is quite large in Minnesota, and also the interfaith community and the community at large, roughly a few hours after the news started to spread, we began to see local, just Minnesotans of all stripes showing up with signs of support. It was definitely something that rocked a lot of people.
And the governor described this as a terrorist attack. It's being investigated, of course, as a hate crime. Describe, first of all, the nature of this Islamic center and any other message that might have come from this attack.
It's a very large center. Just as recently as a few months back, there was a interfaith dinner there that held about several hundred people. The explosion itself occurred very very early in the morning, before dawn, at a time in which about a dozen people would be gathering to pray. And it's used as a place of worship, a community center, and also a daycare site.
You get the sense in the response that you've described that people in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota very much, or at least a constituency there, very much doesn't want this to spiral into some greater pattern of violence. Given that when we've covered the story of Muslims in the Minnesota community, the issue of being visible or not being visible has often been an issue among families. This really raises that issue for Somalis and others who are Muslims in the Twin Cities, does it not?
Yeah, it's to the point of visibility. There are a few places that are more visibly a part of the Muslim community than an Islamic center, and there has been a persistent concern. We reported earlier this year that anti-Muslim hate crimes or bias incidents have been on a pretty steady climb upward, while other categories have kind of trended downward in Minnesota.
Is there any sense that this is a part of the process of a community growing in a place like Minnesota, and that as it gets more visible, you see these sorts of unfortunate incidents, but that ultimately you'll get past it and this will be more of a coexistence? Or is there some really dark, dark force at work here that's going to raise the stakes?
There's two things at play. There's the outpouring of support, and then on the other hand, you have the actor behind this attack. And in addition to that, we've also seen quite a bit of online trolling for the local Council on American Islamic Relations Facebook page. And I think this is more difficult to quantify at this moment, those dark forces.
Well, the tension is certainly tangible there in the Twin Cities. Stephen Montemayor is a reporter for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.